ask the Savior.
Oh, the Savior of mankind, please show us a sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah.
The light of Allah, you are our true God.
To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum and a very warm welcome. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. This is The Last Savior. I'm your host, Zainab. And we have our special guest, Dr. Ali Alavi. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome, sir.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Dr. Alavi is a scholar in the Hawza Ilmi of Qom and has expertise in the field of Mahdawiyyat. We have been talking about the changes that are going to take place before the advent of Imam. We talked about some of the societal changes on cultural level. We said the religious roots are going to be weakened and there's going to be a lot of practical disobedience seen in the society. On the government front, we said the governments are going to be oppressive. And also in the society, we see men and women and are unable to recognize their gender the way they imitate each other. And then we said there are going to be some more changes like the spread of oppression in the society and the widespread chaos. We talked about intense divisions among the people, and we will discuss this part in a bit more detail. So, Dr. Levy, what do you mean when we say that there are going to be intense divisions among the people?
So we are still talking about the society sphere, I mean, the kind of transformations that happens in the societal level in different societies, not in the realm of culture, but specifically in the societal level, in the society sphere.
Mm-hmm.
So we say that there would be lots of tribulations and chaos. Yeah, that's true. Pervasive oppression that we have been talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And next is the intense division among people. Based on some hadith and from certain narrations, it is understood that the differences between the people, actually, or among the people, will intensify greatly and on the threshold of the appearance of Imam alayhi salam. Imam Sadr alayhi salam has been reported to have said that the matter, this matter, that is the appearance of Imam alayhi salam, will not occur until some of you spit on the faces of others.
All right.
Until some of you curse others. And until some of you call others liars. So I want to say that, is it going to really happen or not? I mean, I'm not talking about, I mean, the people overseas, people in the verse or east. Or, we can face and see, and we have heard definitely that some groups are actually excommunicating each others.
Yeah.
So what does excommunication mean? Takfir. When you excommunicate someone, it means that you believe that he's worth of being cursed, right?
Yeah.
When you're saying when you excommunicate somebody or make him takfir, it means that you believe that he is a liar, right?
Yeah.
So when Imam Ali Salam says such a thing is going to happen, I mean, this results from injustices and the chaos in the world. I mean, that the relations between people is in this very, I mean, a messy way.
Also a lot of ignorance that exists.
Full of, let's say, full of hatred between the people. I mean, people's hearts are not that much smooth with each other or not lenient towards each other.
Yeah.
So they are harsh towards each other. They actually excommunicate each other. They say bad of each other. So this, by intense, actually, division among people, we mean this.
And also, like, you know, we saw when many of the viral diseases come, we saw rich becoming richer and the poor becoming poorer. So we saw the there's not even the financial justice in the society.
Yeah, this division that you are talking about is, I mean, the class divisions. Yeah, these class differences are also high at that time. Some are actually highly rich and are fully full, and some are thirsty and have nothing and no wealth and no money to live with.
Yeah, you know, I was recently just going through the a book about Imam Ali alayhi salam, where I was pondering, like, if Imam had been so nice, then why he had so many enemies.
Yeah.
So it is because of those class divisions that already existed in those societies where some people from some particular tribe would think that they are superior and some from some other tribes would think that they are no human, and some they would rather consider non-Arabs as less human. And one Imam treated everyone with yeah. justice equally, so he definitely had more yeah. enemies. We'll discuss more. Let's take a short break here. We'll be back in a while.
مهديون في الأزمان شع ضياءه ربنا في العالمين أضفع له نور أليق والظالم ما ابتده من أجل السالكين أهدى سنه سنه.
Welcome back. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Last Savior, and we are discussing the changes that are going to take place in the society before the advent of Imam. So we were talking about the widespread chaos. We also talked about the oppression, the widespread oppression. We talked about intense divisions among people on different levels.
Yeah, now we want to talk about the despair and hopelessness of the people. What is it going to be like? Based on some narrations from the infallible Imams, the kind of events and occurrences in the lives of the people in the threshold of the emergence of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam is in the way that people get really hopeless of what is going to happen. I mean, if that, I mean, that savior is going to come or not. I mean, yeah. they become truly hopeless. They say, okay, whatever we have been hearing is all lie. I mean, whatever we have been expecting is not going to happen anymore. Mm-hmm. So they reach to this even to this point.
Right.
They said, okay, I mean, different religions, I mean, our ancestors have been saying that at the end of the time, a person will come. But this person will do this and will do that. But they will stay. I mean, the people at that time, at the threshold of the emergency problem, said, okay, no one will come anymore. I mean, they get really hopeless of his arrival. They said, to what extent from the time of Adam alayhi salam, we are expecting, I mean, such a person to come, yet he has not come. But when are we going to have him, to sense him, to feel him?
Yeah.
So there is no time actually being actually imagined in their minds that for such a person to come. A person went to Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, said, may I sacrifice myself for you? Then this matter of relief, this matter of the advent of Imam alayhi salam, and his appearance has been prolonged for us to such an extent that our chests have tightened. I mean, there is no, I mean, source of leniency in our hearts, in our chests. And our souls have nearly reached their limit from grief. So he was asking, Imam, when is it going to happen? Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, it happens, but at the time that the full hopelessness happens.
All right.
For the people.
There's complete hopelessness. When
a complete hopelessness actually happens to the people and actually is overwhelming the people with.
Yeah.
So this is the time that Imam alayhi salam is coming, inshallah ta'ala. So we want to say that, yes, when we see that everyone is getting hopeless, we have not to get hopeless. We have to be hopeful of his arrival and his advent. Inshallah, he will come.
And, inshallah, we are hopeful as believers that Imam is going to come. So before we discuss more of those changes, let's take a short break. We'll be back in a while. Welcome back. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Last Savior. Dr. Ali Alavi is discussing with us the changes that are going to take place before the advent of Imam. So we were talking about despair, so that there's almost complete hopelessness among the people regarding the Savior especially.
Yeah. So in the continuation of this discussion, Imam Ali Salam, Imam Sadiq Ali Salam says that this matter of the appearance and the emergence of Imam Mahdi, the 12th Imam, will not come to you except after despair. And by Allah, he swears by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Ali Salam swears by Allah and says, by Allah, it will not come to you until the good are distinguished from the evil.
All right.
And by Allah, again, he swears again in the same narration, it will not come until you are tested by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It will not come until until wretchedness reaches the wretched and felicity reaches the felicious.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the Imam is not going to come, I mean, very easily, and because Imam, people have to know the value, the worth of who is going to come.
Yeah.
So the cost of this valuable entity and the existence should be known by people.
Yeah.
So that's the time, I mean, when we are talking about that, a complete hopelessness actually is becoming dominant on the people. So it means this. The next point or the next factor is that a sense of helplessness among the people is becoming widespread and becomes dominant.
Mm-hmm.
The infallible Imams, or in the narrations that we have received from them, one of the characteristics of this period before the advent of Imam alayhi salam has been defined as this, that is, people feel this helplessness. The first was hopelessness,
mm-hmm.
this helplessness.
Yeah.
So the helplessness is something that people, they feel that there is no place for them to go anymore. There's, I mean, there is nowhere that they can escape
seek refuge to.
They can seek refuge to.
Yeah.
I mean, this is different with this hopelessness. Hopelessness, I mean, it becomes, I mean, he loses his hope. He says, okay, no, this person is not going to come anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been expecting him. No, he's not going. Second, he becomes helpless. I mean, he says that there is no way for, there is no way around for me to go.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I have no way to go. I mean, there is no shelter for me to go.
Right.
There is no, I mean, shelter to go towards.
Right. Where, yeah? I can seek refuge, actually.
Yeah, to take refuge from that. And the next factor that is becoming, and the next societal transformation of the societal sphere that we sense and see at the time before the advent of Imam Ali Salam is widespread mortality on the threshold of the appearance of Imam Ali Salam.
Mm-hmm.
So is it happening by Imam Ali Salam, or is it being done by Imam Ali Salam? No, people, due to their badness and the evilness of some,
right,
are being killed. I mean, like the genocide that we see by our eyes, in front of our eyes.
Indeed.
See? So when we see widespread mortality, this mortality is not happening, I mean, it's not something that actually is caused by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or by Imam alayhi salam. No.
Mm-hmm.
It's by people themselves. They become, I mean, this evilness actually grows a lot in the people that they kill each other due to different reasons. For example,
right,
we have seen, and I mean, based on some even movies have been reported and have been seen and have been proven that they, in some laboratories, they are actually culturing viruses for some diseases.
Yeah.
So what kind of humanity is this that you are culturing? I mean, this is for a rainy day, for example, to paralyze your enemy sometime in future.
Yeah.
Right?
And not always the enemies. They just culture these things to sell their vaccines and, you know, other biomedical products.
Definitely. What happened to HIV, I don't know if you remember or not. I mean,
yeah,
some 30 years ago, in order to decrease the number of the inhabitants of the African countries,
mm-hmm,
this virus has been cultured in,
yeah,
a laboratory for such a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to do what? To based on their claims, based on document that has been disclosed recently, that is 5 or less than 10 years ago,
mm-hmm,
that in order to decrease the number of the inhabitants in Africa, they went to play such a wicked action.
Yeah.
So when we see that they are actually culturing some viruses in order to increase decrease the population,
mm-hmm,
and to kill or to increase mortality.
Yeah.
So it means this is something from evilness of some,
mm-hmm,
by the name of humans.
Right.
Under the title of humanity. Right. So this mortality increases.
Yeah.
There are some other factors that hopefully we can discuss them, inshallah, in our upcoming session later.
Yeah, thank you so much, Dr. Alawi. That was all the time we had for today's episode. So, dear listeners, I would summarize the points that we discussed in these episodes. So we were talking about the societal changes in which there will be a spread of oppression, widespread chaos. We talked about intense divisions among the people. We talked about despair and helplessness, where people don't see any kind of refuge, and increased rate of mortality. That was all the time we had for today. Thank you so much for tuning in. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another episode, take good care. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi.
Where is the rising sun?